right. So we are going to begin, and I want to just begin by, first of all, congratulating staff on the amazing weekend. I know you had some trials and tribulations, and I would just love to have you, you know, just start, just share a little bit about what it was like for you and how you're feeling and what you've learned and what you'll do differently next time and what you want to just celebrate.
Okay, I don't know if I have anything to celebrate, but I did get through it.
Celebrate. How many people signed up?
Like 35, 38.
Yes. There you go.
So awesome.
There's a celebration. Yes. 38 people sign up for your first live stream. Awesome.
Great. Yeah, so that's cool. A lot of them were just in-person people, like not live stream people, but yeah. So that was good. The only thing that wasn't good is the internet connection at the venue. Everything else was fine. So, but that was enough to kind of ruin it for me anyway. So everything was fine. The technology was working. We had three really good cameras. We had someone operating them that knew what to do. The internet at the venue was really bad. And the person who was running the venue was homesick that day with the flu and unavailable. So there was nobody at the venue other than the janitor. We ended up having to break into the we ended up having to break into this room, basically, and rewire their internet. Yeah, seriously. So that was illegal. And it was at like 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday. This guy, Paul, who came to the workshop, happens to be some kind of thief and engineer, I guess. So we broke in and we rewired their internet. So it was stolen internet. But so other than that, everything went really well. It's just that was enough to...
Yeah,
you know, make it bad.
Well, it was about a half an hour delay or something before it really got going, right?
Yeah, so there was the delay. And then for me also just having that having happened, it was hard for me to kind of get in the flow or get in the zone. Another thing that happened is David really didn't want me to pay money for the paid service. Like there were a few different, I didn't boss everyone around enough at
there you
the
go.
End of the day.
Okay.
Everybody had a lot of different preferences for how to do stuff. I knew how I wanted to have stuff done, and it took me until, you know, midday Sunday to be like, okay, you do this, you do that. Like,
great experience. So there's a success right then and there. You learn to be assertive and really take charge when it's your event, not rely on, you know, opinions of somebody else if you don't agree.
Right, right. Yeah, so those two things.
Okay, cool. And then overall, the people, you've got good videos, right, because you had three cameras, so you've got really good videos that you can edit and give people.
Yeah, we can totally edit them as soon as Sandy gets out of the hospital. then we'll be able to edit them.
Sandy, your video guy?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so actually, to do the videos, because my video guy wasn't there, David flew up from Florida to help me with the live stream, which was pretty nice. And my cousin, who is like in drug rehab, came and operated. But yeah, not having my like video guy there was a bit of a shocker.
Oh no.
But yeah, as soon as he gets out of the hospital, he's totally going to be on editing the videos and going to make it really nice. I managed to post what I have, just the raw footage, online, so at least people have something to watch.
Good. Well, you know, it was a big undertaking. Buying it. I mean, it's always a hassle the first time you do something like that. You've learned a lot, and to do it for 8 hours. You didn't just do a two-hour class. You had two four-hour classes. That's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So congratulations. I think it was awesome.
Okay. Well, thanks for supporting me. I feel kind of like I failed you.
You did not. I was very I did get in. I tried to watch, but I had an appointment, so I just got to see just for a few minutes when it came back, and you didn't look all flustered or anything. You looked like you were just going with the flow. So you might have felt it on the inside, but on the outside, no, it didn't seem that way. So.
Okay. And it's not a complete failure, like I can never do it again?
No, you learned a lot. You learned so much, right?
Yeah.
You learned so much. And you had 38 people who paid you to be there, and you're going to provide them amazing things. So you made a little bit of money. You provided a great class. And,
okay, so you think that they got something out of it, even though it was, like, late starting and everything was all crazy pants?
Yeah. And they'll go back and watch it again. They'll have the video. And those books. You know what? Your recipe guides alone were worth the price of admission. They're beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm worried about people complaining. Like, this has brought up all my demons, right?
Yeah.
I'm worried about people complaining.
Yeah, you take that by the hand, and you just write, and I saw that you sent something out. Here's the things. We're going to get the others edited. And you just keep nurturing people. I so appreciated it. You never know with computers, and, the videos are awesome. We had a three-camera shoot, and it's going to be great, and you might even, if you have something else, like a bonus, you can send them, so thank you for being there. Here's an extra whatever set of recipes about this or a video about that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can think about that. I was actually thinking about that, sending them some kind of a bonus just to say thank you for being there.
Yeah, that always goes over well. So always take the offensive rather than the defensive. Don't wait for people to complain and then come up with, you just go back and, we so appreciated it, you never know, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, okay.
Great. Well, let's go around and just have everybody share, something. And if you want to have any comments to Steph, absolutely, please do. And just share something that you have that you want to celebrate, and then something that you would like help with, and then we'll go back around and we'll do the more in-depth help. Wants to start, Jane or Lisa?
Doesn't matter.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. So first, Steph, congratulations. I never got a link to it because I was going to sign up for it. And I meant to contact you to send me a link if I could do that. But anyway, maybe you can send me a link if I can get the video.
Yeah, for sure.
I had an email actually today from a client, and she's doing really, really well. She reduced her thyroid meds by half, and all her symptoms have vastly improved. She had filled out the questionnaire that I had given her initially, and she said she realized how much better she was feeling, and her sleeping is under control, and all that. And so it was just amazing. But the negative part is that she was on a one-month program. The month in August, she's an athlete, and she's improved a lot. But this is why I'm doing this whole program, because I'm changing the way I'm practicing. And really, she should have been on a 2 or 3 month program.
Exactly.
I've had to support her by email because she hasn't had time to have conversations. But of course, she's improved because we started in August and now we're in December. So that period of time, I've been paid for, because I didn't have daily contact with her or whatever, but I mean, over time, the program is going to improve when she sticks to it. And I, had dialogue with her, and she would send me her diet diaries, and she was on supplements and things like that. And she opted out of doing more tests. I wanted her to do organic acids and a GI effects test because she had a lot of digestive symptoms, but meanwhile, her digestive symptoms have disappeared.
All right.
That's a lot of good things.
Show that you really don't have to do as much testing as we think we have to do at the beginning when you go in and you just do some of the basics and foundations, oftentimes some of the symptoms just take care of themselves.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's really all I did was foundation work with, you know, just real, real basic nutrition and, you know, looking at fat balance and balancing of blood sugar and all that. And, yeah, so, but that's exactly why I have to change the way I practice, because this happens to me all the time. I have a patient for 1 month sort of spill over into 1 or 2 or 3 months, still being paid for 1 month, and then they might opt to do a second month. But still, you know, we're talking about a 4 month period of time that has elapsed, and that all has to change. I mean, I have to change the way I do.
Absolutely. And it's when it comes from you feeling that you have this valuable thing to offer, and you got to be able to explain to people that health does not shift overnight, and that I want to be there to support you when things come up and when things shift. And that's why I have this program, and this is what the program's about. And when you get more comfortable that you're actually selling them on the concept, not you, it's easier for you.
Well, exactly. And I had mentioned to you in our one-to-one call the difficult client that I had, because I think I may have partially overwhelmed her. And that's also the problem, is when I try to do too much in 1 month, that's also not. So if I could just break it down and say, well, this month we'll do that, and then the next month we'll do blah, blah. And then it's a way to really orient people to a three-month program if that's what I think that they would benefit from.
Exactly. And I think here's what I hear happening with you is you think they need a three-month program. They say yes to a one-month program. So you try to cram the 3 months into 1 month. Spills over into 2 or 3 because that's what they really need and that's what you're giving them.
Yeah.
So that we'll work on that. I have your sheets and that you sent me, and we can work on really making sure that you have the language around it. And in not only verbal but written, so that people are excited to say, oh, yeah. There may be something that you're saying to them that gives them the impression that that things can shifted in a month, so why wouldn't they want to do a month instead of 3 months?
Yeah, they expect immediate results, let's say weight loss. They do have results in a month, but they don't have all of the results they would like, you know, especially this lady she came in with, I don't know how many issues that she wanted to work on. So I thought in my verbiage on the Jumpstart, the six-week program, I was only going to limit it to 1 or 2 issues, and that would limit me, and also they would know up front we can only work on 1 or 2 things, you know.
Yeah, and you can say it. We're going to choose the top priority issue, and we'll get started working on that. Now, it's possible that some of the other things might start to improve, but we'll just start going in. But realistically, if their main issue is Crohn's disease or something, how far are you going to get in 6 weeks?
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, 3, you can't. And then, so that's why I thought I had to be able to set the expectations correctly up front.
Yep, exactly. Be excited about it. Be excited about it. Not be thinking about the budget and their how are they going to react and can they afford it. How can they not afford it? This is their health. This is their life.
Yeah. And I tend to get really great results, so it makes me really happy to be able to help people.
I get great results, and this is what it usually takes. We work the first few weeks, we work on this, and then we transition to work on that, and then we work on that, and then we, and you just kind of lay out a flow, lay out a system. I'd like you to, you know, I'd love to bring you in and work with you on my XYZ system, come up with a name for it. And in my system, this is what I found, is that we do this, and then we identify that, and then we go through that. And as you explain it to them, it's going to be really clear to them that this is not a 3-week process.
Yeah.
Back to that. So, Jane. Hand up, and I see you're there, but I don't hear your voice. Have yourself muted.
Sorry, I had myself on mute.
Okay.
I'm just talking along. So I am, you know, knee deep into doing my Google AdWords search.
Okay.
Really, it's actually so helpful because it's really providing some insight as to some of the, you know, hotter topics. So I should have that actually done today. I mean,
great.
It'll never be done. It'll never be done.
It'll never be done. Know that.
It'll never be done.
It'll never be done. But you get some starting points. So are there a few surprises in terms of what you're finding?
Well, I'm assuming in this particular exercise, I'm looking for the biggest numbers, right? I'm not necessarily looking for that middle of the road where I can. I'm looking for what are people. So I'm doing key. Let me give it back up. I'm doing keywords on in regards to my liver, gallbladder, flush. I'm looking up symptoms, trying to solve problems, and so I'm doing a Google AdWords search on symptoms.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at what's getting the biggest hit. Yeah?
Yeah.
No?
Well, yes and no. Okay. So
there's two different ways to do it, right?
Look at competition. So say you find a word, and there are a million people a month looking for it. You might
mm-hmm.
think, wow, that's the one I'm going to go after. No, the guys with $1 million are going after that. Because they can go after that because they can afford to go after that. And they can afford to spend, you know, whatever number amount of money per click to get those people. So you're looking for a lower range, but you're also looking for, they used to have a thing where you can see competition. They have that? Like, that's really important. So say you have something that, you know, there's 100,000 people a month are looking for, and the competition is really low. That's something good to go after, as opposed to even something that has a million hits a month, but the competition is high. What
right, and that's what I'm looking at. But there's in looking at this. Okay, I've got two things going on, and here's where my head is going. So my first look at this is, okay, what is the mass population looking up? So that's the first hit, and what do I need to focus? Then the second hit is when I go back into Google AdWords, how can I hit a portion of that mass, knowing that the masses are thinking about, okay, so in my searches, you know, my biggest hits were fatty liver, diabetes, indigestion,
yeah.
You know, and then finding something in the lower number where I know when I go to do my advertising, when I actually run the campaign, that it has to say a certain thing in order, right, to hit
yeah. so,
that
so for
better
example,
category.
You never want to choose diabetes as your keyword you're going after. Way too much competition, way too broad. So there's something called long tail keywords. So you might look at diabetes diet or diet for diabetes. Or
right. And that's what I'm doing at the same time.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm
doing
the longer keywords to search for. So, for example,
yeah.
diabetes probably has multiple millions, way too much. What I was taught was somewhere in the 75,000 was a good number to go for, because generally.
I was taught lower than that, which is interesting. So like 75. So you know what's interesting? So here's, you know, it came popped up in the 75,000 range.
What?
Was anger and resentment.
Oh, with the word liver or just anger and resentment?
So liver's anger and gallbladder's resentment.
Yeah.
So I tapped into the mood thing.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
there's
some interesting stuff that's kind of popped up.
Good. Okay, cool. I look forward to seeing what you come up with. Okay.
So I'm in that. I did do a small cleanse last week, and my purpose in that cleanse was actually developing materials. And for the first time, I actually put my daily presentations on slides.
Hey.
So I have the first draft of all of my slides for every night.
Perfect.
And I realized in doing it that I need to have kind of a pre-cleanse. I need to have, like, a cleanse going into the cleanse.
Yes.
And especially after, you know, doing the grand program, you know, and looking at all that. I knew that I need to do something pre to that month, whether it's a week or two. But I'm developing my questionnaire right now too as I'm doing this, because they're kind of going hand in hand, which I think will weed out people.
People who shouldn't be there.
Yeah. I think it'll be very obvious when I'm done with this.
So you've got your slides done, and those can be in a format where you can do recorded videos for it when you want to get this to be, so that you're not having to present it each time, right?
Right. Deal.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Although I will, I put it in recorded form. I know I need to change things because it was interesting, I had a kind of vet my problem client, I've been trying to get her to do this cleanse for a year, and I finally got her to do it. And so a lot of the concepts weren't new to her, and then I had another one who everything was new to. And my client, who had been around me for a while, still learned stuff and was happy with it, but the other person was overwhelmed. So I have to somehow either have that for pre-cleanse or scale down what I'm saying during that week. And here, I didn't even think I was presenting that much information.
And you're going to find that to be the case all around the board, right? Because there's going to be all different levels of people, and the larger the group, the more likelihood you're going to get that distribution of people at the one end who are just like eating it all up, and people at the other end who are going, slow down.
Yeah.
And making sure that indeed you slow down while you're teaching the stuff, and you make sure that even for the people who know it, that you're reinforcing and blah, 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 and what that means is.
Right.
As opposed
so it was actually, it was a small cleanse, but it was actually quite successful. Mm-hmm. And my problem client, I think she is finally 100% in the game. She is off gluten now for 3 weeks, or close to 3 weeks. And she actually said after the cleanse, she goes, I will not go back to it.
Nice.
It was huge. She totally took that in responsibility. She took it on. And she was a good lesson for me, too. Because what I had to coach her on, I had to coach myself on, kicking my butt into gear.
Regarding to getting the cleanse going, you mean? Are you?
Yeah, I'm getting this part of my business going.
Yes.
And not being afraid, not being stuck, and just moving forward. And I'm having to prioritize, and I'm having to tell people no. No, sorry, I can't do that. No,
good.
I can't do that. Even telling my husband, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
That's an important skill to learn.
And it's hard because, I'm in the kitchen. I work at home, right? So I'm close to the kitchen, and, we need to eat, and we need to have healthy food. And so I'm going to have to just figure out the balance. So.
Yeah, and set aside your times, right? You work for this length of time, you take a break, you do some of the other stuff, you go back. So having your boundaries is an important piece right now.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so we'll go around and give everybody a chance to work on whatever piece they want to work on. I know Lisa wants to work on her program, so we'll work on that. Who wants to go first in that regard?
I have some business questions. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm at the point right now where I have to decide what program I'm going to use to do the email marketing. Am I going to do the name of that program, Infusionsoft, or whether or not I just go something with simple, you know, that I could forward right now, like eye contact. And how difficult is it to move from one database to another? That's the question that I have.
Okay. Yeah, so it depends. The difficulty depends on how far along you get with the first one. So right now, eye contact to Infusionsoft is a piece of cake because eye contact is simply the database management. So
right.
If you were in, like Steph's in One Shopping Cart, I was in One Shopping Cart, and when I decided to move to Infusionsoft, I already had like 400 autoresponders and 200 products in there. And like thousands probably of emails. That was a pain, and I should have moved much sooner than that.
Okay.
So if you're going to be setting it up right now where you're going to do eye contact for your contacts, and then you're going to use like Google Cart or PayPal or something to collect payments, then the movement is very easy, very easy.
Oh, okay. All right. What am I – because I know this is – I just can't – I don't think I can afford to do Infusionsoft right yet.
Yeah,
until I get
it's
the business
expensive.
Going.
It's you're talking like $300 a month at this point. So,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's okay to do that. So I'm just going to go forward with that. I've kind of been sitting on the fence about that one.
Yeah, and eye contact. Do they have you pay by the number of contacts in there? So as you get more,
yeah,
points,
super
cost
cheap.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
super cheap. I would start there because especially if it's the pathway to Infusionsoft down the road. Infusionsoft allows you to just import everybody as long as you sign this little waiver that says all these people opted in and they opted in through
right.
this other service. One Shopping
yeah,
Cart and AWeber won't let you do that. So I think it's...
Yeah, I already talked to them. I actually talked to Infusionsoft already, and they actually, he kind of said to me, he goes, you know, if you're just starting out and this is your business, I don't think we're the one for you yet. Unless you have somebody paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they were very good. They were very, very good.
Good. Yeah, that's what I would go with then, for sure.
Okay. And this is a kind of a program question. As I'm going through, like going through that grand digestion program, and I'm looking at all, like, and as I'm doing my liver cleanse and I'm looking at all the symptoms, there's things in there that I'm like, well, why is that symptom there for this? In our main program, is that going to be covered? Are all those?
Oh, yeah. That module's almost
covered?
Done. That, yeah,
okay.
the digestion module for you guys where I go into more of the clinical stuff. That yeah, we're in the process. We're close to being done with getting that up.
Okay. Okay, because I'm looking at going, well, why is that a symptom? So, okay, great.
Yeah.
Looking to see if there was anything else that I had questions on. No, I think that's it for me right now.
Okay, awesome. All right, we'll come back around and we'll see if you have any other questions that come up as we talk to Lisa and Steph. So is it okay if we move to Lisa now? We can move
yes.
Look at your – okay. Let me pull up your sheet, which I have. What is it? I opened it up. Let me go back and open it up again. I must have closed it after I looked at it. Let me open it up again, and I will we'll go through your. Chat. And okay, so you start out this with a letter. So this is something that you're going to send them after you've spoken to them, correct?
Yes. I yeah, exactly. After I've spoken to them, And I think after we identified having a paid-for discovery session where I could speak to them instead of having a free intake session or whatever those were called, at a low price, that would help identify what, or I could help them identify which program would be better for them. But I think the discovery session would be on the website.
Yeah, you can have the discovery session sitting on your website, absolutely.
And I would probably use your short intake questionnaire for discovery section, because for my normal consultations, I use the Thinking Weatherby questionnaire for the moment. I find
more
it really
the longer
Yeah. And so I've identified the skeleton or the, you know, bare bone of the way I would like to have these 2 week intro program.
I'm going to stop you there for a second because this line is very garbled and I'm having a hard time hearing all your words.
Should I call in?
Yeah, are you on Skype?
Yeah, I'm on Skype. Should I call in?
Let's give it a try for a little bit more because it comes and goes and maybe it's the positioning. Do you have a mic on?
I have a mic on. Yeah.
Try to keep the mic close to your mouth.
Okay.
Try again, and if not, then yeah, I would say probably need to call in.
Yeah, on these mastermind sessions, there's always a sound problem. When we have our one-to-ones, it seems okay. But so anyway, I have a initial 2 week program, and a jumpstart 6 week, a 3 month, and then I thought a 6 month.
But wait a sec, I thought you were going to get rid of the 2 week.
Well, it was only a few weeks on that.
Okay, let's just stop there for a second, right? We just got finished this discussion, right, about that what they want and what they need are two different things. And how much can you give them in 2 weeks?
Well, it was just an assessment. I have a lady, for example, at the moment, she just wants an assessment.
Okay.
She
That's different, but don't call it a 2 week program.
Okay.
Don't give it a time.
So
we're going to do, I can do a comprehensive assessment. We're going to look at this and this and this and this. And as a result of that, I'm going to come up with a game plan for you of all the things that I feel are out of balance for you that need to be addressed. And then once we do that, then you could either choose to work with me to actually implement, help you put that into place, because just giving you a plan doesn't really give you everything you need. You need support. Questions are going to come up. It's a starting point. But you're free to work with it on your own, or we can work together to put it into place. But that's the way you present it, not like I'm going to give you a two-week program.
Okay. Because
they're
good.
Not going to get results from this program. They're just going to get a plan.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, that's what I should tell them as well. Yeah.
The time that it takes you to meet with them to gather the information, to read through their questionnaires, which are extensive, and then to meet with them, and then to put together a plan, and then present the plan to them.
Yeah, I figured I'd spend about 5 hours doing all that.
Okay, I'd spend five hours. So the price on that should be what?
Well, that I'm trying to figure out. I spend too much time actually on it. But it's as you said, it's these programs are front loaded when they're part of the month.
They're front heavy, right? If they're doing a 6 month program, you're doing way more in that first month that you're going to do in second month or third month. So it's going to cost a lot more than if you divide the other program down to that time. It's That's why I don't want you to give it a time span, because then they'll go, the 3 month program costs this much, you know, say the 3 month program costs $3,000, that means that the 2 week program should cost $500.
That's too little.
Too little. I would say $997 for this assessment piece.
That would be actually pretty good because it's very, very thorough. And, I spend a lot of time. So.
Yeah.
And so then how would I price the six-week jumpstart?
Okay, so the six-week jumpstart is going to include the same assessment piece, right?
Yeah, yes.
And then implementation support for an additional whatever, because it'll take you a while to do all that beginning part.
Yeah.
So say they get
2 weeks. That would take 2 weeks. I mean, by the time they send
weeks,
the
right.
questionnaire
back. So they get 4 weeks
and,
of implementation support. So really they're getting 1 month of you coaching them through. So we'll be able to put a couple of these pieces into place. We'll pick the most important pieces. We'll be able to meet together. I'll be able to see how you're progressing, and we'll be able to, you know, alter the progression. And, so time, you got to think about what you can sell them as a result. What would you expect the result to be at the end of 6 weeks of working together?
So, you know, whatever their issue is, so you could work on, you know, whatever their symptoms were, the reduction in X, Y, or Z symptom.
Okay, so we should be able to see a reduction in the main complaint that you have. Let's just say they say by the end of that 6 weeks, we should be able to see that you're able to more comfortably digest your food and that you've got more energy.
Yeah.
Okay? So
we
can't give them the impression that they're going to be healed.
Yeah.
In 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But there will be some, and we'll know based on your response to some of the changes that we're putting into place. We'll know how to direct the coming couple of months. When you present your offers to people, you always present your biggest offer first, unless you think it's totally over the top and they don't need it. But you present the biggest offer that you have that will fit them. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's why I developed the six-month one, because you mentioned that people gravitate towards the middle, so I thought
they
I hope
gravitate
most people
towards
take
the middle.
I will also take
the
3 months.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. Based on what you're telling me, you've had this issue for a long time. That issue keeps coming up. It's really impacting your quality of life. It's impacting your ability. Always bring it back to how it's hurting them. It's impacting your ability to stay focused at work. And who knows how that's affected, you know, your performance at work and what promotions you might have been passed over as a result. So you really want to get your head and your brain fog under control and your energy up and your digestion working better. So the ideal would be that we work together for 6 months. We'll start right at the beginning with doing a really thorough assessment, coming up with a plan, and then we'll reevaluate the plan, you know, after 3 months or 6 weeks or whatever to see if we're on track. We'll make the modifications. I'm going to guide you through all the changes you're going to be, the wonderful changes that you'll be making in your diet and lifestyle to take you to where you want to be. Okay? And then you present that, you present the price. And when they go, whoa. So you don't even have to tell them about the other programs. If they may say, wow, yeah, okay, good, sign me up, then you're done. If they say, well, I'm not sure, that's a lot of time, that's a lot of money, you say, you know, I totally get that, I understand, and what I can offer you is we can just start with a 3 month commitment. We should be able to make a lot of progress in 3 months, and we'll be well on the way, and then we'll see what kind of support you need after that. Maybe you need less support at that point, and we can just see where you're at the 3 months. How does that sound? Here's the price for that. Don't let them off the hook too quickly with, oh, let's just do this for 2 weeks and it'll only cost this much. Because then you're relieving the tension of them really wanting it, but like struggling with the how much it costs.
Okay.
And then if need be, you can go down. Four is a lot of choices. If you want to just do the assessment, I would skip the 6 week and just do the 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always change it. You can always get started doing it that way and find that people are wanting to do. You can have that as your ace in the hole. You already, you know, have a description of it and you know what it is. And if you're having trouble with them agreeing on either one, you can say, look, okay, I don't do this very often, but I wouldn't do that on the first talk with them. I would give them an opportunity. If they're not sure, okay, great. You need to think this over. You need to look. I know you want to see where the finances are going to come from. Here's what I would recommend. Let's get together, you know, on Monday, and we'll chat about it and see what your decision is. And then if by then you really feel like they're just not ready to go for that whole thing, you know, look, here's what we could do. I can offer you this assessment. We'll get through it. I'll really understand you. I'll give you a feel for how I can help you, and then we can decide whether you're going to try to do it on your own or you're going to hire me to coach you through it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep. So I really like people to opt for the 3-month one. I've never done a 6-month. I just put that there because I thought I should have that.
Absolutely.
And by the time my people are finished, I've been helping them. It all spreads out over 6 months, you know, but I'm being paid for 6 months.
Yeah, and that's where you've got to have your boundaries and really set it up so that at the end of that 3 months, you go, we're going to have our 3-month evaluation, and we're going to have, I want you to fill out these forms again. We're going to see how far you came, and then we'll put together we'll talk about a plan for how you need to, what you need to do to move forward to continue working towards your goal. But letting it go for, you know, much longer is, it's costing you, Lisa.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do with this lady who wrote me today. A lot of things have improved, but her immune system is still not where it needs to be, and we need to work on her, if she wants, her thyroid and hormonal balance, which is all improved, but we can improve even more. Yeah.
So congratulate her on where she's come. Get a feeling from her. So far now you're at this point and your energy is up to, what would you say your energy is on a scale of 1 to 10? Ah, good, it's a 6. That's great, because when we started it was a 2. Where would you like your energy to be? Are you happy with a 6, or would you really like it to be a 9 or a 10? I'd love it to be a 9 or a 10. Great. So what I'm seeing here is, here's some of the pathways we can use to get there to a 9 or a 10. We still have some, we haven't really gone to as far as we'd like to with the thyroid. I think we can focus our attention because we've been spending all this time working on the digestion, and now the thyroid is doing a lot better because it's so depending on digestion. And I think if we could just start focusing on all of the things that you can do to support the thyroid function, we're going to get that energy coming back up, or the adrenals or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try it on her.
And you're speaking to her today?
No. She just wrote me today, and so I will look through her questionnaire and then get back to her tomorrow.
So here's what I would do. I'm reading your letter, and the letter says, I offer, thank you for contacting me. I'm happy to offer further details of fees. I offer programs with one-on-one support, structure, and accountability to help you reach your health goals. That's good. This length and specific program are dependent on what you want to achieve. I work on a program. This is the part I think you can make stronger. I work on a program basis, not on a single visit basis. That's great. Because what I've found is, and then you outline the benefits for that. Okay? Then you say, if you meet with a nutritionist or dietitian within the insurance model, the usual procedures to meet for 50 minutes, receive advice and perhaps a handout, and then meet again in a couple of weeks or months. The downside of doing it this way is, okay, so really present what the disadvantage of working that way. Yes, I've done it. I've worked with people that way, and what I find is that people, you have a hard time sticking with it. You spend too much time in between going astray. So come up with all the downsides of that. And then start a whole new paragraph and say, what I offer is ongoing individualized support, structure, and accountability. And as a result, I have a very high success rate of having people meet their goals. Because They have the ability to get their questions answered. They have the structure around, and just give them a few benefits there. Then I would totally new paragraph where you say, if you need any level of payments, I'm happy to set this up. I would take that out of there. It doesn't belong there right now because you haven't even talked money yet.
Okay.
Okay? You can say something like program fees are payable, you know, payable on an a monthly basis, or you can pay in full and receive a substantial financial benefit from doing it that way. Okay?
Yeah.
That will help them to see, oh, wow, she has payment plans, but, ooh, I could save some money if I paid this whole thing in full. So you've got them thinking along those lines. If you say, if you need any level of payments, I'm happy to set this up, that's just setting you up for just a lot of people going, oh, let's see how cheap I can get this.
Okay.
Okay? So create it as a benefit to them if they pay in full. And you know, you can even say, you know, what I found is people who make the investments up front have the highest level of commitment and the highest success rate. And, of course, if that's not possible, we can arrange for a comfortable payment plan or a monthly payment plan. I'm not sure that that belongs in the cover page, the first page.
Okay, well, I can put it with the prices then.
Yeah. Because I think you just want to get them to feel like, oh, she's got my back. Oh, she can help me. She's had all this experience. She knows what I need.
Okay.
Right. And work on and building more into that as to how you're going to, what you're going to be doing is not giving them a set of general recommendations, but you're going to be giving them a very individual, and you say that, so just really emphasize individual support, customized to where you are right now in the process and where you want to go. Discovery session, go on your website. And I wouldn't even put it in this. If you're following up with them, this would be a follow-up after the discovery session. And after you've presented it in verbally, then you're going to send this as a follow-up. So the discovery session, yeah, just put it on your website.
Yeah.
You have a nagging feeling, never worked with a holistic practitioner before, I feel like you're losing control of your health plan. Is $100? Is that euros or is that dollars? How's that?
That's Swiss francs.
Swiss francs.
Yeah.
And how does that compare to? Because if you know, I realize if we're talking money, we're talking apples and oranges with you. What?
Well,
how does that compare
Swiss,
to money?
It's one to the dollar, more or less. Yeah.
1 pound to the dollar.
It's one Swiss franc is about $1.
One Swiss franc. So it's about the same. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
So the way I would word this, where you say the fee,
mm-hmm.
it's blah, 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 and I would say, and this fee is fully, you'll get full credit for this fee towards whichever of our programs you decide to move forward with, or something like that. It's almost like take the if out of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, without actually saying the word when. You want to make sure that you're really clear in here that you're going to be doing, excuse me. Let me get some water. That we're going to be, I would put in here that you're going to be looking at their, you want to get what they're going to get as a result. So they're going to be having, the mechanics is a 30-minute one-on-one phone consultation, brief assessment, but what the result is, I'm going to look at your health, I'm going to get an overview of where you're at, and I'm going to give you a couple of things that you can move forward with right away to get a little bit of improvement. And then I'm going to share with you what I feel will be an ongoing plan. And I can send you, I think we have on our website something that I've done. If you want to kind of, I'm not saying it's perfect or anything, but I think it has a little bit of that languaging in it.
Okay, that would be great. I didn't see it. Do you do this kind of session?
Well, yeah. It must be somewhere because somebody signed up for one recently and I thought I'd taken them down. And yes, I've done lots of them. Let me see, it's on my drritamarie.com.
At this point, any samples of other wording is wonderful.
Absolutely. That's how I've, you know, okay, so we don't have mine anymore. We have a teaching. No, I don't think we have it there anymore. Let me just look at this. I think you might be able to use. Here, I'll send you this link via Skype. And it's
okay.
What we have, and I'll see if we can find the old page. It's got to be there somewhere. We just took it down. It's not linked up anymore. Okay, so
you're going to send it on Skype. Okay.
Yeah. F-A. I am so not liking the new site on Windows 8 because I can't find my way around it. Used to be real easy to just have this list on the side of all the people that, here we go, L. Lisa, oh, maybe it's Balance Your Bod, is that's how it's listed, right?
Yeah.
So you'd be under B. Right. And then we'll, B, 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 Balance Your Bod, here we go. And I'll just.
Are you sending it via the message thing?
Yeah, it's in the Skype message thing.
Okay.
And that'll give you somewhat starting. It's not exactly what you're doing, but it's similar.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Great,
let me just take a quick look at a couple of the other pages just to give you a place to go. And it just takes time to get these going. The initial.
Yeah.
I would start with, this is for you if.
Okay.
And then talk about what some of their problems are. And then what the results, as a result of working together in this program, you will, this is what you expect. You have that. Oh, you do have that in there. You have it at the end, though. Yeah, I would start at the beginning. Because you want them to self-identify with the program right from the start.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm looking at the three-month reset.
So I should say, instead of what's included, I should say what you can expect. This is for you, if, before that, because
yes.
I had what's included, what to expect, and this is for you if.
Yeah, I would say this is for you if, what to expect, and this is what's included. Because the what's included is the mechanics.
Yeah.
You want to talk results first. You want them to identify, like, oh, yeah, that is me. And then you want them to know, oh, yeah, this is what I can expect. And then this is what's included.
Okay.
Some people don't even care what's included. They just want the result. You want to get them excited about the result.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And then if you can do one of those summary charts, if you wanted to lay them out, but I think at this point you're just good to.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. This program is for you if you're convinced that your headache, migraine, skin challenge, or weight problem are due to hormones. Your complicated case because of another case. So this is specifically for the hormonal. Your cycles are closely.
That's the 6 month one. Yeah. I thought the 6 month one has to deal with sort of complicated things.
Let me look at the 3 months real quick. Yeah, this is good. You're feeling uncomfortable. Symptoms or health challenges have less energy than you like, and you're not getting the results or help you'd like from your current healthcare team. You struggle with sticking health habits, you keep trying the latest fad diets, great. Familiar. Instead of none of these apply to you and you know you could be healthier, mm-hmm. I would have it say something like, strive. You know, you just would love to have, I'm not sure the exact wording,
mm-hmm.
but not that you know you can be healthier, but you have a deep desire to be healthier.
Okay.
So like hit their heart rather than their head. You know,
okay.
is a head word, hit their heart.
Yeah.
People are going to be empowered to make change based on emotional decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so great start. And, you know, these things are a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. They sure are.
They are. Yeah.
I feel like I need a set of dots for me stuff, otherwise I'm never going to get.
Say that one more time. You feel like you need what?
A set of done for me things, like you know, a teleseminar or whatever I can roll out. Because I think by the time I personally write everything, it's going to be 10 more years before it's all finished.
Well, we can, you know, we can take something that I've already done, and that could be your. You could just take it and just customize it a little bit, and you have it done for you. We just have to figure out what, you know, I've done something on every subject going, so let's figure out what that should be.
Okay.
And we can take something that I've already done as a starting point, and then you can go for it.
Yeah, that might be a good idea of actually accomplishing things, because I need to get stuff done now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We can do that.
Okay, great.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Lisa. Good job.
Well, thank you for all your input.
Okay. So let's go to Steph. Hey, Steph.
Myself. Right. Oh, there I am. Okay.
There
Hello.
You are.
I put myself on mute like Jane.
Mm-hmm. And then you go blah, 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 and nobody can hear you.
Yeah. So I do have a couple questions and something that I think that you guys collectively can totally help me with, if you guys have time or, if we can do it.
Yep.
Okay. So after I put this class that I've done down and take a day to, like, have a break, and tomorrow I've got this raw coach thing, the 12 days of raw Christmas. And so, like, after I'm going to take a break for a couple days, but then I've been really thinking about my spiral for next year, for when I want to do these programs, these digestion programs, basically.
Right.
Where we do the testing and we do the bacterial cultures and we make all the food and stuff. And what I had before was I was just going to do a short program that was kind of like an intro to making water kefir and yogurt and kimchi and some stuff like that. And then the longer program was getting everyone through, like, we're all going to assess our gut flora, and then we're going to, like, specifically culture foods that are totally custom for ourselves. And then after that, I wanted to have, like, a practitioner's certification program at some point, right, where they could then take this stuff that we're doing and then go do that for others.
Yep.
But looking at the first thing that I have planned, and it doesn't necessarily lead to the second thing, right? So we're all going to make a bunch of, like, kimchi, but there's nowhere in there that they realize that they have a problem, which is that their bacteria is totally one of the root causes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
So I see that. And so you don't want to throw out a class that's just a food prep class. You want it
right.
to be a revitalize your gut class.
Right. Or like
start
some...
your gut flora class or something like that talks about
right.
The very first session, you may not, you may only get to do anything hands-on to the end, but you're bringing in the why, what's going on
the
in your
information.
Gut. And yeah, so you just teach them the overview of gut, you know, the microbiome, and you know how some gut bugs make you fat and other bugs don't, and
right.
the importance of it in your immune system, the importance to tie it into autoimmune.
Right.
Mentioned.
Yeah, I was
going to
talk about like some of the specific bacteria that are associated with different types of diabetes or with autoimmune conditions or with like really what's going on with candida and like really get into that stuff. So then people will be like, oh, my candida is blah, blah, blah. I can totally fix it with a longer program.
Yeah. So then you get that.
Okay.
So here's some starting points. You know, in this point, and that one's not custom. You're just going to teach them some basic, you know, stuff. Now you've got this problem. Let's get your gut started.
Right.
Here's some great ways to get it started.
Okay.
And then you lead to that as, you know, how long do you anticipate that first one being?
I just want it to be like 5 weeks. I want it to be short.
Okay. Yeah. So
not a big commitment. Yeah.
Throughout the whole thing, you're seeding a longer program. You're mentioning this is great stuff. Now you may have some slightly different bacteria, so we're going to do some general stuff. Okay, here's how to make this. And by the end of this program, you should have, you know, some really nice, good flora established. And if you've got some more serious problems, right, we're going to want to look more closely because people are not going to invest in doing a longer program based around gut flora unless they are made to see the connection between their lupus and their thyroid situation and their other issues. And you do that by seeding it throughout the whole program, just gently, so that by the end they're going, well, how do I do the custom thing? Ah, by the way, I just so happened to have. So you're not, you want to be careful when you've sold them a program of saying over and over again, well, if you get the other program,
I won't do that.
No, but you're just feeding the concepts. When I work with clients privately, I can help them to identify. So then you're seeding, oh, she works with people privately. Maybe I need to work with her privately. So you're seeding that. Like when I work with people privately, I'm able to, via a series of assessments, I'm able to identify which gut flora they really need, and we focus on that. But for now, because we're working as a group, here's some of the great things, right? So this is what I've found to be useful for a lot of people. This is what I found to be useful for many people, you know. And then by the last class, they've already like, I wonder what the next level is. How do I do this? I want, you know, and then you're offering them, hey, so the next piece of this, what I'd love to offer you guys is I'm going to be doing a whatever 12-week program. And in the 12-week program, we're going to be identifying blah, 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 and we'll go through assessments of each individual. It's a smaller program because, you know, I can't take as many people in that to work on and get a lot of my personalized attention. And I would love to offer you guys, you know, and you give them some kind of tuition credit for having been in that program. Right? It's $100 off because you were in this program or something.
Cool. Okay, so I'll take the kind of the food stuff that I've got organized and just make that a smaller part of more of an information-based program.
Yeah, so you weave in all the things. Yeah, so you weave all the other. You have to tie it to their health and the benefit. It's not just about, oh, this tastes good and, oh, it's good for me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody
that
else
me
have
some direction?
And are you thinking 12 weeks for the more detailed one?
See, I was thinking a year, which is I have a fear that just because people signed up for this little 5-week program, the year is like way more
too big a jump.
Long.
It's too big a jump.
Before
I went to a year program, I already had established a couple of, you know, 3-month program.
Okay.
So
scrap the year.
You know, for you and I who are information junkies, it's like, oh, yeah, I get to do that for a whole year. But people are just like, I just want to get better. A year is a lifetime.
Right. Okay, so I'm not going to, I'll just scrap, so, like, we'll just scrap the stuff, like, the, like, more advanced cheese-making stuff and the miso and all that. Like, I'll just scrap that stuff and kind of pare it down to...
Well, why do you... Why
try
do
to make
you
it 3 months.
Stuff? Is that just because it takes so long to do?
It just takes too long. Like, there's, like, a six-month... Like, you do it, and then 6 months later, it's done kind of thing.
Okay, good. So you talk about it. You're going to talk about that during the 3 months. You know, I can't wait to be able to, you know, because this is, it takes a six-month process to create your, because people go, why do I want to do that? Why don't I just go to the store and buy miso?
Right.
You have to really create a benefit for them to, I'm going, I don't want to learn how to do that. I'm just going to go to the store and buy it.
Right.
So
yeah,
and
we were also going to do, like, every 3 months we were going to do an assessment of their gut flora. And I was kind of rolling that into the price of the program so that they would be able to then tweak the things that we're making. And, like, I'm having trouble explaining it right now, but just make sure that they have the right bacteria for them and that it's working. And so for that, I really do need longer than 3 months. But so for 3 months, I can do something. Yeah.
Well, you've got to think about what's the problem you're solving for the audience. That's the biggest thing. What's the problem?
Yeah. So for the 3 month program, I don't know what I can solve, but I'm sure I can come up with something.
Sure, you can get
the shorter
balance in their gut and
yeah.
The short is more they're going to learn to make some great foods that are good for their gut, and oh, by the way, you know, those gut bacteria contribute to a whole lot more than just not getting bloated after you eat.
Right. So then scrap the year?
I wouldn't scrap it. I would say that's your next, you're going to do this program a couple of times before you, because you need to get enough people to feed into it. You have to put enough people through in order to feed into a year-long program.
Right.
So when I first did my year-long program, I'd already done Before Be Gone two or three times.
Okay.
We've done Green Cleanse, you know, 18 times or something. So I had people who had already been through my work, and people were saying, oh, well, what about thyroid and what about adrenal? And, and I seeded it throughout Before Be Gone. It's like we talked a lot about adrenal. We talked about thyroid. We talked about how you can't clean your thyroid up, blah, blah, blah. So I was seeding it. And so then at the end I said, and so, you know, this is great. You've been through all this, but really getting good habits in place takes a lot longer. And we want to address some of these other things. So here's what I have to offer.
Right.
We got, I don't know, 35 or 40 people that first time doing a year-long program.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's great.
But if I just had this one group of people that I, you know, if I'd only had like 50 people who would I'd taken through a program, you know, what am I going to get? I mean, I had a pool of hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And got 50 because it's a year-long commitment and it's a big financial commitment. So I think before you start offering that, your one-on-one programs are great. You can offer a year-long program that way.
I could do that.
But if you're committing yourself to a group, when 6 months down the road, you could end up with double that number of people in if you just offered your other program more and built up your base more. Because the last thing you want to do is be committed to a whole year with just a handful of people. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, that makes sense. So then I would design this shorter program and then figure out what problem I can solve in the 3 month program.
Yep.
And then just do those a couple times throughout the year.
Yep.
Over the next year kind of thing.
Yep, absolutely. And make it a compelling problem that people are willing to spend their time and their money on.
Okay.
And it can be. I mean, you can help people with pain and inflammation, right? You can really get a head start on it. So inflammatory conditions. So figure out what's the problem that's going to compel people to say, oh, yeah.
Right. I guess I was going to, like with the shorter program, through education, I was going to help people to see the connection between their gut flora and their chronic conditions, whether it be, you know, whatever, lupus or whatever, thyroid. And then the year-long program, I really couldn't take any more than, like, I'd have to be a small group of people because I...
How many would you want to take in that?
Maximum 20, maximum.
So at the point you're at right now, and what kind of price range are you talking?
I'm not entirely sure. But when I drew it out and when I included what I was going to include, and there are some physical products, like I was going to send them the probiotics and stuff. So $4.97 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But so just wait. I'll just wait on that, and I'll just do something shorter.
I would build up, do it and get really comfortable and confident doing it and doing the groups and, you know, being able to do it and really focus on. And the other thing you could do is you can do, if you're going to include in a whole year, you have to have a whole year of curriculum, right? So you might include, you might do something that's a follow-on for those people that are in the three, right? So that eventually they would get your whole year, but you do it piecemeal at the beginning.
I see. Why I probably shouldn't have written out the whole curriculum already. But because organized.
That's food for thought. Like that, the more you have written down and the more you have organized, the better. So, absolutely.
I'm disinclined to break it up because I feel really good about the way it is right now.
Then just break it up.
But yeah, I don't want to break it up. Yeah, I'm disinclined. Like, I don't want to.
Oh, you're disinclined. Because, I thought you said you're just.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Sorry, yeah. But I can just make another, like, I'll just make another program. Just make a.
Or just do the one and just keep doing the one.
Yeah, the small, yeah.
And then get enough people who have been through the one who say, you know what, and they know they can work with you one-on-one and get the whole rest of it.
Right.
Right? Have a one-on-one year-long program.
Right. Do it one-on-one with people.
And then when you get enough people who've been through your shorter programs, then you have a good pool to pull them into that year-long program, and they've heard about it. And they know they can't afford to do the one-on-one. They want to do the group.
Right. Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But, yeah, that gives me something to work on now.
Yeah. Now, if you were only going to take 4 or 5 people in a group and take them through a process for a year, then you wouldn't have to do it that much. You just have to see how it goes over. You might decide to do it sooner. But at 20, you know, you got to get enough people who are comfortable with your work to move on.
Yeah.
You know, usually, you know,
I'd be happy to do it with 4 people. I just couldn't do it with more than 20. Like, 20 is my cutoff.
20 is your cutoff, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But 4 people would be great.
4 people would be great. So good.
Yeah.
So I would say let's get this short one and the 3-month rolled out.
Yeah.
And because you might shift and you may change and there may be other things that you're going to add to or take away from a longer program. So let's get this first pieces rolled out, get people used to you doing that stuff, get people talking about it, get the buzz up, get some traffic to it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Get them wanting it.
Totally.
Just get them wanting it. So that by the time you roll it out, they're like, yes, done.
Right. Okay, yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome. I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Let me look at my clock and calendar and what's next, and we have about, you know, maybe 7 minutes that we can continue on with. So if anybody has any last questions, comments, and I would love to hear if you've learned anything from each other, you know, one thing you learned from someone else, then share that. So we just go around and just each one get a chance to say parting words or questions. So Jane.
I wanted to have just a little bit more conversation about this word search and the number of words, the number of hits that I should be in on. You know, I had done Marie Forleo's program.
Right.
And she said when you're beginning, you should be looking at 500 to 1,500, and then you up it. And then you said somewhere around, what, 6 to 75 or something. So I'm just kind of not sure where, what I should focus on.
500 or 600 people searching for something in a month? It's going to be hard to get to those 500 or 600 people, I would think. That's just not a lot. That's, I mean, I've always heard that, 75 was the max that you should be going after. And then, you know, ideally at least over 1,000. But
okay,
again,
so,
she, well, if that works
five,
for
she
her.
Said 500, she said 500 to 1,500.
Oh, to 1,500, okay.
To 1,500. And the reason why is because the chances of you getting on the first page is a lot higher. And I think that's what, that's what their thought process
yeah.
behind that.
Yep.
So I, you know, I'm just not sure what I should, you know, really kind of focus on. If I'm looking for like five different things, I could like, you know, grab one or two out of each category and see what works best for me or something.
Yeah, and just play with it and see. Because if you get on first page of Google for something that not a lot of people are looking for, you know, I got on the first page of Google within 3 weeks for a combination of keywords that were very few people were looking for. But I got on the first page of Google.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really matter. Because nobody was looking for it. Right?
Well, yeah.
So I think you need to look at that. Like if people are looking for it, and it's what they call the long tail keywords. So you want to take the main thing that you're looking for, right? It's liver, gallbladder. I think that anger, resentment, and liver kind of thing could be good places to go with that people are going to be looking for it. But are they just looking for psychological counseling? Or are they looking for
right.
a gallbladder cleanse, a liver cleanse?
Well, when I do, so liver cleansing is a big deal, and I went through, you know, that all, the liver stuff starts at over 100,000 people and just goes up from there. It's huge. So the things that popped in, so say like it's starting at 40,000. I put in a sentence, why am I so tired? I got 40,000. Vomiting, I got 60,000. Bloating, I got 60,000. Sleepy, I got 60,000. Lyme disease, which is one I'm actually going to use. Headaches is 74,000. Anger, 74. Resentment, 74. And then it goes up over 90. And everything else, you know, when it comes to liver, gallbladder, and gallstones and all of that kind of stuff, is off the charts.
Off the charts, right. So that's where you have to put in the words nutrition, diet. Okay, you want people that are interested in actually looking for foods.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're not, they're just looking for medications, right? They're putting in gallstones. They want to find out what the latest is in laser surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were looking for help with a specific problem, you'd look for herbs or natural therapies or food or diet or supplements, you'd put in those other words that are related to the modalities that you would want to.
So solving, solving a problem with food or diet or lifestyle.
Yeah, I think that'll
so
narrow it down
way.
Enough to
okay.
target it more.
Okay. I will take that. Okay, that's pretty much it with me. Things I've just learned off of this, both from Lisa's and Steph, just some of that fine-tuning. You know, when you were talking with Steph especially about, you know, not necessarily going after the big old, you know, year-long program, really getting your feet wet and doing your program you know, over and over. I mean, I've done the liver gallbladder flush, I don't know how many times. And I did it consistently for 3 years, every single month. three or four years. Yes, you get a sense of you get the confidence level it builds when you've done it over and over again, and then the issues are different every single time, and you start building your arsenal of why to do it, I guess.
And you collect testimonials, and you hear the language that people are using to describe. You get a sense of why people joined. And then you get the sense of the language that you could use to take them to the next step and the next step and the next. So there's definite benefit for doing something over and over. And then, you know, because you tweak it, you get it better, and then you can move on to the big one. Not, you know, like I said, not to say you can't offer a year-long private coaching program. That'd be awesome. Or a small group kind of thing where you just get in a mastermind together for a year. But when you're doing curriculum-based and you're looking at, you really got to have it together.
Well, yeah, I mean, looking at yours, I mean, there's just so much material.
Yeah.
And it takes time just to kind of build all of that up.
Oh, it does. It does. We've been doing this over the last, 3 years getting it online, but I've got this stuff built up over the last 20.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive amount of information.
Yeah, and then it's learning how much to, you know, how much you really need to present to people versus you want to present to people because it's fun and how much they are able to learn. So
right.
I'm going to, because I've got to get onto another call at 1:30, but I want to give Steph and Lisa a chance to closing comments.
Should I go with Lisa? I've been focused on one-on-one consultations exclusively, and hearing Steph has inspired me. Maybe during our VIP, I can develop at least one group program that I could launch in 2015. It's
great.
Easy, so small, not a big thing, but just
small. You know, and you can do a small mastermindy type thing, which is focused on a particular problem. Those tend to be like you're going to focus on getting hormones balanced. And you get a group of, you look through the people you've worked with, you get a group of, you know, 3 to 5 people paying you a big amount of money over the course of time. They get to interact with each other. It's less of your one-on-one time, and you can still make a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
And really, you know, not be working so hard for every dollar you make like you are now.
Yeah. Well, that'd be great to do something like that. Yeah.
Well, we can work on that. We have our VIP day coming up. So we can work on that. We'll work on what's the best plan for you and then move from there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Perfect. Yeah.
Steph? Take yourself off mute. Steph?
Hello. Sorry. okay. So I actually learned a lot. Well, I always learn a lot from you guys. But I'm going to go and have a look at the Google AdWords and see what I can do about that.
Good.
It's something, something I've wanted to do for a while, and Jane kind of reminded me. But I learned a lot from what you were talking about with Lisa, just with the one-on-one programs and how to organize that.
And you've got a pretty, last time you sent me a really nice layout of your session, so I thought that was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just nice to hear from a different perspective, and I think Lisa thinks about these things really differently than I do, and so just from her perspective and from your perspective, it was just really nice to hear. When I go back and have a look at it, I'll just have a different idea about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. It does. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's an ever-evolving process, so know that, you know. What you come up with as the perfect program today, in 6 months you'll be revamping it and saying, what was I thinking, and let me do it this way instead, and it just is, it's an ever-evolving process.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Great, and we'll talk all soon. If I don't talk to you before the holidays and the new year, happy new year, happy holidays, and Merry Christmas, and whatever you celebrate, awesome.
Yeah, happy
Thank
holidays.
Thank you. When's our next call? Because I might be in India.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let me look at it real quick. January
21st.
21st, is it?
Yeah.
Yep,
okay, 21st. I'll be here. No problem. I'll be here.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
That works out well.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Holidays.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks.
Great.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.